106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? On the show today, we have What's Up with Florida. A woman tried to burn down a police station. We have animal stories today. A scorpion stung a man's balls. And we have Who's Naked Now? Public officials in Pittsburgh having sex on a sidewalk. We have the 420 catch of the day. That's our new music feature. In the 5 o'clock hour, we've got Florence and the Machine tickets. And we will continue with the trip for two to Pierce the Veil in Australia. You can qualify for that in less than an hour.
Hey, Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
You are looking at an idiot.
It is the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. The K-Rock Mile High Club destination number 3 has been announced. This is Pierce the Veil in Australia. You win tickets to see their show at Petco Park in San Diego on September 12th. You get on the standby boarding list for that shot to see them in Sydney on K-Rock's Mile High Club destination number 3. Another chance for you to win in 20 minutes at 3 o'clock here on K-Rock. Let's talk about Who's Naked Now? Who's Naked Now?
Now, a local public official and a police department employee are accused of engaging in a sex act in public.
Seems like those two people ought to know better than to have sex in public.
Shelley Bortz has the details from Sewickley.
Police say it happened right here on this sidewalk.
How exactly does sex happen on a sidewalk? Is there a bet involved? There has to be a bet involved.
Outside of a popular restaurant.
On the sidewalk outside a popular restaurant, which is where the bet was made inside the restaurant. Has to be.
They also say surveillance cameras in the area confirmed what witnesses reported and played a key role in filing charges. Filing charges.
And I... What is that sound? Did you hear that sound? It sounds like there's a pig that says something that oinks right after she says something.
Filing charges.
Did you hear that? Eyewitness?
It's just odd behavior for adults. You can't go somewhere else and do that.
I mean, agreed. The sidewalk seems rough.
It's a case that's left people shaking their heads, involving two public servants and allegations that unfolded in plain view.
Your thoughts on our public officials?
Well, I really think our public officials should be an example for our community and our children as well.
The 1950s wants their interview back.
Police say Robert Huffmeyer, a sitting Ohio Township supervisor, and Jenna Ging, a clerk with the Ohio Township Police Department, are accused of engaging in a sexual act.
On a sidewalk.
According to court records, it happened just around 7 on the night of December 28th.
Oh, 7 p.m. An early start to the night.
Outside Caliente Pizza on Beaver Street in Sewickley.
Caliente indeed.
Investigators say a father walking with his two children saw the alleged indecent act and called police.
Man on the street interview?
If you want to have a liaison with somebody, at least go someplace private.
Who uses the word liaison anymore?
Court documents say by the time officers arrived, the pair had already left the area.
Yeah, they finished up.
But police say they didn't go far. They were found again just down the street, parked outside the Sewickley Police Department, allegedly engaged in the same act inside an SUV.
So they're across the street from the police station. Maybe that's bad judgment, but at least they took their activities, their liaison, inside.
I think everybody should be to that standard. It doesn't matter whether a public official or not. Anyone being caught doing that should be in, you know, have issues.
It's hard to argue with that, although I don't know what he's saying.
Township records show Huffmeyer is married with 3 children.
Excellent.
Well, they should at least look into the behavior, because that's no way to behave in that position.
I mean, they are looking into the sidewalk sex.
Both preliminary hearings will take place early next month.
Seriously, you're going to stop this right now. Know that?
We have your tickets to see Pierce the Veil when they play Petco Park in San Diego on September 12th. And you also get qualified for another shot to see them again in Sydney, Australia. Your chance is coming up in 5 minutes on K-Rock. Congratulations to Danielle from Los Angeles. Just got tickets to see Pierce the Veil when they play Petco Park in San Diego on September 12th and qualified for a trip for two to see them in Australia. This is K-Rock's Mile High Club, destination number 3, Pierce the Veil. You win tickets to see them at Petco Park in San Diego on September 12th, and you also qualify to see them again in Australia, which would be awesome. What's up with Florida?
From the Gators out in Tampa
out to the weirdos in Dade County. Why's a man on bath salts wrestling a tree? He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Reiters. What's up with Florida?
An arson arrest in northeast Miami-Dade after authorities say a woman tried to torch a police station.
I mean, it doesn't seem like the best idea to walk into a police station and try to light it on fire.
The Miami Herald reporting Tawana Findlay of Miami Beach was arrested after she allegedly filled a plastic jug with gasoline and tried to set fire to the north side station of the Miami-Dade Sheriff's Office.
So Tawana Findlay, 36 years old of Miami Beach, went to an Exxon gas station around 1:20 p.m. She bought some juice and prepaid $5 for gas. Then she poured out the juice and filled up the juice containers with gasoline. Walked inside the sheriff's office.
According to the Herald, Findlay poured the gas on the floor, then lit it on fire before she was taken into custody.
Well, how did the police get to her so quickly? Oh, it was a sheriff's station.
She's being held without bond on an arson charge, as well as 11 counts of attempted murder of a law enforcement officer.
I'm giving you a zero for the day.
Earned a little less than an hour. We've got the 420 catch of the day. It is our new music segment. It is Kevin Reiter in the afternoon. Time for animal stories. And this one is painful. A California tourist who stayed in Las Vegas over the Christmas holiday said he was stung by a scorpion on his penis.
It was the sting that was felt around the world. Now a lawsuit against the Venetian Resort Hotel after a guest says he was stung by a scorpion there.
I don't know if you've ever been stung by a scorpion, but that is a painful sting.
Michael Farchi says he stayed at the Palazzo over the Christmas holiday. According to these court documents, he's alleging he was stung by a poisonous scorpion.
But where was he stung?
On his testicles.
He was stung by a scorpion on his testicles? Oh, no.
And it's impacted his sex life.
Sure, that tracks.
In many respects, you know, my family, my work, everything.
That was scorpion scrotum. This is his lawyer.
I can also indicate, as you saw in the complaint, we're also making a claim for loss of consortium.
That's no sex, right?
For Mr. Farchi's wife.
Meaning that his wife is making legal claims that their sex life hasn't been the same since the sting. This is the medical incident report Farchi filed on December 26th. It shows his suite number and what he wrote to hotel staff that night.
Oh man, I would have written a book.
Bitten by scorpion on my groin testicles.
Are we using caveman language for some reason?
According to court documents, Farchi went to Summerlin Hospital and was diagnosed with poisoning scorpion sting.
That dude had poison in his balls.
Farchi says hotel staff did not take him seriously.
They just was holding their groin area and laughing about it. Yeah.
I mean, that's every man that is holding his groin and laughing. That's how this goes. Sorry, bro.
It was really embarrassing.
Farchi shared with me photos of the scorpion hanging on his underwear.
It's a relatively small scorpion, but poison balls.
He says he felt a sharp pain in the middle of the night.
Farchi is also claiming that he was treated at UCLA Medical Center, and doctors there determined he has erectile dysfunction.
That is not a surprise. Poison balls do not rise again. Every day at this time, Megan Holliday joins us for 3 Things at 4.
All right, so remember how last week I came with the story of the girl on TikTok? She made the jingle for Dr. Pepper. They actually used it in a commercial. So she is back.
Is she?
With another jingle for another company.
Fantastic.
So I've got that story coming up next on K-Rock.
Kevin Reiter here with the 420 catch of the day. And Megan Holliday is here with 3 Things at 4.
K-Rock.
K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q.
3 Things at 4.
1, 2, 3.
Number one, last week, Romeo Show on TikTok, she posted a jingle that she made up for Dr. Pepper. The internet went crazy, and Dr. Pepper actually hired her, used the jingle on a commercial, and she got paid. She gained almost 1 million followers in a week, and a bunch of other large companies have now approached her to make jingles for them.
Love it.
Including Hyundai. So I'm going to play you the Dr. Pepper jingle progression, and then the new one for Hyundai.
All right.
Yeah. The theme song for Dr. Pepper, and it goes like this. Dr. Pepper, baby, is good and nice. Doo-doo-doo.
So that got turned into this for the Dr. Pepper commercial.
Dr. Pepper, baby, is good and nice. Doo-doo-doo. Dr. Pepper, baby, is good and nice.
And here's what she posted for her Hyundai jingle.
The sun is out and I'm feeling okay. Have a good day with Hyundai. Ding.
And then she turned that into this.
The sun is out and I'm feeling okay. Have a good day with Hyundai.
Did they start using it?
I don't know if they started using it yet, but it seems like she's going on like a road trip. Like, I feel like they gave her a car and maybe she's doing some kind of promotion where she's actually driving it somewhere.
I know.
I love it so much. And I hope this becomes a career for her.
Same.
Yeah. All right, number two, a mountaintop wedding at a Utah ski resort ended in chaos after a bride halted a gondola mid-ride and accused her fiancé of cheating over the resort's public announcement system, forcing staff to suspend operations. The ceremony was scheduled to take place at a scenic overlook, accessible only by the gondola. So guests were riding up in groups when the bride entered a gondola car with her fiancé and several family members for the final ascent. The bride then goes on the intercom and says, before we get married at the top, everyone riding this needs to know what I just found out. Skiers in nearby gondolas reported hearing her voice echoing through the mountain speakers. Everyone starts filming, and she's accusing her fiance of carrying on an affair during ski trips and work travel.
Wow.
She listed dates, locations, and said that she had receipts saved in the cloud. Staff attempted to cut the audio, but the woman continued going off. Her fiance tried to calm her down and asked her to stop, but she shoved his arm away and continued yelling that she was not riding into a lie. Resort security and sheriff's deputies were dispatched when she refused to stop broadcasting and would not allow the gondola to continue. So she was actually arrested for disorderly conduct and interference with transportation. In my opinion, though, this is so savage. I kind of love her for this.
I really do.
All right. And then number three. On Saturday night, a live Netflix special showed a man named Alex Hanold doing a free solo ascent of Taipei 101. I'm sure a lot of people watched it. Did you check it out?
No, I saw it was happening, but
I
didn't.
Yeah, same here. Okay, but the 40-year-old climber scaled 101 stories without ropes and completed the climb in roughly an hour and 35 minutes. In a recent interview, he explained how he relied on a personal playlist, mostly Tool, to help maintain his pacing throughout the ascent. This was, just so incredible to see, from what I did see. Because now I just feel like, we need people that are doing things that we might consider impossible to inspire us to step into our own power and make us dream. And I'm also just obsessed with the fact that Tool kept him on target
that
going up
great.
The building. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
Lovely the Band has a new song out. I haven't been able to find anything about them touring, but they did put a new song out called Love That Kills, and it is the K-Rock 420 catch of the day. Love That Kills, Lovely the Band. That is a new song from Lovely the Band. It is the 420 catch of the day, Love That Kills. It is the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
We got your tickets to see Florence and the Machine at the Forum. That's coming up at 5 on K-Rock.
Peep this, yo.
It was a sting that was felt around the world. Now a lawsuit against the Venetian Resort Hotel after a guest says he was stung by a scorpion there.
Michael Farchi says he stayed at the Palazzo over the Christmas holiday. According to these court documents, he's alleging he was stung by a poisonous scorpion on his testicles.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
How does the scorpion know, that's the most...
That's the spot, baby.
...damage that can be done? How does it... He was asleep at the time. How does it...
Oh, no.
It has to, fight the covers and every... Underwear, everything.
Oh, my God.
To get to that spot.
He's like, this is the best spot.
Oh, my God.
It's impacted his sex life.
Yeah.
In many respects, my family. My family, my work, everything.
Everything. Of course, everything.
Oh, boy.
I can also indicate, as you saw in the complaint, we're also making a claim for loss of consortium.
Yeah, which means they're not having sex anymore.
Oh, I'm sure it was a scorpion.
So we're going to talk about you got stung or bitten. by an animal, stung or bitten, because I have the brown recluse.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a bite. They actually bite. They have little fangs, and they sink their teeth into you with their venom.
That was awful. The photo that you have of that is horrendous.
Yeah.
I can't believe that
happened. They had to do a skin graft, and they took it from the side of my head.
Oh, my God. What?
Don't you take it from, my thigh or something?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Oh, my God.
But it was about a six-month ordeal.
That's horrible.
Have you been bitten and or stung?
I was on a date one time, and this guy took me to this big tree that was in the city, whatever, and we're sitting there, you know, at the base of it, you know, on the roots and everything, and then the next thing I know, I am getting bit on my butt. Like what felt like hundreds of times, and there, I'd sat on red ants, a red ant hole.
Covered?
They were just all over my butt. I tried to get as many off as I could.
I would give anything to have video of you hitting yourself.
Oh my God.
Trying to get them
off.
It
was awful. My butt was bleeding. There was like,
really?
Yes, there was like 50 bites on there. It was horrible.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
All right. So you were bitten or stung. Extra points for private parts. Extra points for private parts. We're looking for your stories and or texts at 800-520-1067. You were bitten or stung.
And for the most entertaining call, we have your tickets to see Florence and the Machine at the Forum on May 19th.
800-520-1067. K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, so I was about 9 years old. My family took us to Texas. My mom put me on a little log stoop. All of a sudden, all these Texas red fire ants started coming out, attacking me, biting me, and my private all over.
Oh, no. God. And you're how old?
I was 9 years old.
Oh, God, dude.
Are you afraid of ants to this day?
Well, the ones in Texas, they're big. The ones out here, not too bad.
It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holiday in the afternoon. We are taking your phone calls based on a story that came out of Las Vegas where a guy got stung on his testicles from a scorpion. Boy, that seems terrible.
Oh, awful.
So you got bit or stung is the topic. 800-520-1067. Bonus points for your privates.
And for the best phone call, we've got your tickets to see Florence and the Machine at the Forum on May 19th.
All right, what do you got?
I got clipped in the testicles by a crab at Huntington Beach. And not only that, I was getting pulled into the tide. A lifeguard had to pull me out of the tide, and it didn't end very well.
Wait, you're saying that a crab grabbed onto your balls?
Yeah, because I was in the water.
Oh, my God. And this was while you're being pulled under, and then the crab gets your testicles?
Yeah, I got pulled into the tide because it was just so painful. I didn't realize how much deeper I was getting pulled into the tide.
Oh, my God. That is the world literally trying to kill you.
Well, and it gets even better. It was on a first date.
Oh, dude! No!
It does get better.
Yeah.
K-Rock, hello.
Hi, K-Rock. I'm calling you to tell my stung story.
Yep. You were stung by what? Where?
By a bee 3 times in the face.
Oh, my God,
no.
How did that happen?
So me and my sister were walking from the park home, and we were downwind.
You were what? Downwind?
Yeah, so the wind was blowing in our faces.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And I was wearing this giant hoodie. So the wind was blowing really hard, and I guess it was carrying bees in the wind. And I caught these 3 bees in my giant hoodie.
No.
Because, just like a net. And then we ran home, and I go into the house, tell my grandma everything what happened, and I swear I still hear a bee in my hair.
Oh, like no.
I hear something buzzing. And nobody believed me. They said I was just crazy and I was traumatized. And so I go outside and I shake out my hair and there's still a bee in my hair.
Oh my God. Man. Why would no one believe you? That's super weird.
I know.
So was your face crazy swollen?
Yeah, I had a sting on my forehead, on my cheek, and like my jaw.
They got you in all three of the worst places. Oh my God.
Yes, it was horrible. I'm still traumatized. I like had a bee encounter earlier today and I screamed and my dad was just laughing at me.
K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. You were bit or stung?
Yeah. When I was younger, I sat down on a red ant pile. My mom tells me that I got bit on the tip of my penis.
Oh, no.
You don't remember that?
No, but there are pictures.
there are pictures.
I'm sorry, what? Are they like framed and hung up on the wall?
It's in the baby album.
Oh my God. What a beautiful moment to remember.
K-Rock, hello. You were stung by something?
There was a bee in my car, and I told my dad, he put the window down. Then he said it left, and he put the window back up. And then when I went to sit down, I sat on the bug.
You sat on the bee and you got stung?
Yep, in the butt.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Good times.
Nothing better. You got stung or bitten. 800-520-1067.
And for the best phone call, we're sending you to see Florence and the Machine at the Forum on May 19th.
We are taking your phone calls and texts about getting bitten or stung.
714, I was helping pay back a friend for the summer and doing his laundry. When I was walking outside of the laundry room, a hawk whose nest was residing in their tree swept down and grabbed me with his talons and bit the tip of my head and then swooped back to attack me again. I hate birds now.
Taking some crazy stories about getting bitten or stung. And for the best calls, we have tickets for Florence and the Machine. You got bit or stung?
I got bitten.
By?
A bird.
All right.
I hate birds. Tell me the story.
I was at the San Diego Safari Park, and there's an area where you can go in, and the birds are just kind of walking around.
Right.
And they have some of the larger birds that look like dinosaurs.
Right.
And there was one that was just kind of being super chill around people. People were walking up to it, and so I walked up to it. I reached out to see if I could pet it, and it bit me.
Birds, am I right? K-Rock, hello.
I got bit by some kind of gnarly mosquito.
Yeah.
And that night I had like sweating, just dripping sweat, like you had the flu, like two or three shirts I sweated, and then I fell asleep, and then I woke up freezing, convulsions. I was going to call 911, and then the next day I woke up and went to emergency. It was like a year after COVID, so it took like 11 hours to get in.
Wow.
My right leg was twice the size of the left.
Oh, my God.
And they gave me some shots and then gave me antibiotics and steroids.
Did they tell you what it was?
They didn't know because I didn't actually see it.
Oh.
So they knew it was either like a black widow or some kind of West Nile mosquito or something.
Oh, my God. Sounds like
Dear
it.
God. Woo. Got a huge leg.
I think I'm allergic to one of those.
You think?
Yeah.
K-Rock, hello.
I got bit by some kind of gnarly mosquito.
Yeah.
And that night I had like sweating, just dripping sweat, like you had the flu, like two or three shirts I sweated, and then I fell asleep, and then I woke up freezing.
K-Rock, so those are our phone calls for people that got bit and
yes.
or stung.
Uh-huh.
This is nasty. All of it's nasty. I don't love any of it.
But it's still funny.
Yes, it is funny. It's the. I think the funniest was the crab that grabbed the balls.
Yes, and he was on a first date, and his name is Ryan.
Ryan, hello.
Hello. Shout out to Carita on the awful first date.
So how long did it take them to rescue you?
Oh, man, probably because, like, I was, like, trying to grab life probably, like, 5 minutes before the lifeguard noticed me. But, like, I was trying to, like, float. But, oh, it was so gnarly.
You were trying to float while it had your balls in its little pitcher?
Yeah, because, like, I didn't know what to do. Like, I was freaking out. I was like, okay. Looks like Sebastian got something good.
Sebastian, oh my God. Did it stay clamped to you or did it just kind of bite you and then drop off?
It clamped for me for like maybe 30 seconds.
Oh my God. That's still a long time.
Holding on for dear life.
For dear balls.
Yes.
That is frightening. Well, congratulations. You are our winner.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. And you guys are awesome together. You guys are like the dynamic duo.
Aw, thank you so much,
Ridiculous,
Ryan.
But we'll take
it.
Yeah.
Thank you. So what you should do is go to Australia to see Pierce the Veil.
That's the dream right there. So your chance to get on the standby boarding list for that and tickets to their show at Petco Park in San Diego is coming up at 6 on K-Rock.